Ethel.
Mary.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lady B on the line. And praise God, I am blessed to be able to welcome you once again to the Dream Team prayer line. You know, I'm excited because God is good. And when I begin to think about how God has blessed us down through the years, and God still keeps us strong and keeps our mind stayed on Him, we are just an awesome, awesome, blessed people of the Lord. And I'm telling you, when I just think about how great He is, I just have to praise Him. And I know you probably feel the same way, too. I just praise God for every one of you that are already on the line and those that are yet coming on the line. We're excited because, see, the Bible says, my expectations come from the Lord. So I'm expecting to be blessed tonight, and I hope you are too. But before we go any further, I just want to remind you that on every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m., Pastor Ollie Bolden is ministering on Facebook Live, and I tell you, it's been so, so blessed. God has blessed so that we have several hundred people following, and each and every week they're listening from a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And then on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., we will be at Park and Praise again at the Petersville Baptist Church. So come looking to receive. Come looking to be blessed. Not only that, come looking to be a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I have a praise report I want to give you because I'd like to encourage your faith and just let you know your prayers still work. And then this praise report, again, is about my brother, Ronald Brown. The Lord has blessed him. He is talking now, even though he still has a trach in his neck, but he's talking. Not only talking, but he's eating. And I got a report that even tonight, he had chicken and mashed potatoes and applesauce. So isn't God good? Keep praying. He's come a long ways, and yet he still has a ways to go. But we know that all things are possible to those that believe. And our God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you and I could ask or even think. So isn't God good? And I'm also excited tonight to let you know that we have a special guest, a minister that's going to be ministering to you and I on tonight, and that is our own Reverend Dr. Jessie Woodson Johnson. And she is one of our associate ministers at the Petersville Baptist Church. She is also the founder and executive director of the Women at the Well Ministry. So I praise God, and I'm expecting to receive a great word from the Lord. And I'm not for sure if she's on the line yet. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, she's on the line. Well, I praise God. We are excited to have you. I want to let the people know that she will be praying for all the our prayer lists. She'll be praying for you, everyone that's on this line, and as God gives her the direction. So, no further ado, I am going to present to you the Reverend Dr. Jessie Woodson Johnson, and you may begin to minister at this time. God bless you.
Good evening, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be with you tonight to bring you a word from the Lord. I want to thank Lady B for inviting me tonight to speak, and I thank each and every one of you that have joined to listen in. God does have a word for tonight. We're going to be coming out of Romans 8:37. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, and it says, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Romans 8:37. So the subject is, you are a conqueror. You are a conqueror. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for laying upon Lady B's heart, O God, to invite me just to come and speak a little bit tonight to talk about your goodness and your mercy and how we can become conquerors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There are times when we deal with things that we cannot control, but you can overcome them. So the question I want to ask you tonight is this: how do I know that you can overcome them and conquer? And my answer to that question is because you have Jesus, and with him all things are possible. How do I know that you can overcome them and conquer? It is because of Jesus, and with all and with him, all things are possible. All things are possible for those who love Jesus. In order to love Jesus, you must know Jesus. In order to know Jesus, you must read God's word and experience Jesus. When you get to know Jesus, you can become like Jesus. We cannot be like Jesus unless we know that Jesus was Jesus was really like. So we cannot be like Jesus if our image of him is based on a distorted and incomplete picture of his life, death, and resurrection. That's why we must read God's word. When we read God's word and look at the miracles and teachings by Jesus, then we know that we can conquer any problem with Jesus. The miracles of Jesus are not just add-ons that can be neatly lifted out of his life without his personality and his teaching intact. His miracles, his teaching, and his personality are a seamless whole. I don't know about you, but it's not hard for me to believe in miracles. I've seen things taking place in my own life and the lives of people around me that they can only be attributed to the power of God. In fact, the existence of our universe is nothing short of a miraculous miracle. No one can explain how everything that exists could spontaneously appear out of nothing. No, it was not the Big Bang Theory, but it was God. I believe that the universe is one of God's miracles, and so is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So my question to you tonight is, how can you conquer like Jesus? Well, let's look at some conquerors in the story of Jesus. There is Mary of Magdala. Traditionally, it was said that she was a prostitute before she met Jesus. However, there is no mention anywhere in the four Gospels that she was ever a prostitute. All we really know about her is that she came from a village of Magdala near the Lake of Galilee, and that Jesus had commanded seven demons out of her. Her inner demons were real. She was powerless to control them. Instead, they controlled her. They drove her to do what she didn't want to do. We can all have inner demons. There are people dealing with drugs and alcohol, prescription pills, gambling, pornography, sex addiction, shame, guilty memories, dealing with a sense of worthlessness and powerless. But just like Mary of Magdala, Jesus can cast the demons out of you. Apostle Paul tells us to stand firm in our faith when those attacks come. He reminds us that not only will we win in the end, but Jesus can enable us to win now. How many of you want to win now? There's a song by the Clark Sisters that says, "I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Just believe and receive. God will perform it today." Are you looking for a miracle? All things are possible. There's nothing too hard for God. I don't know what you're going through, but just know that there is nothing too hard for God. Thomas Didymus, one of Jesus' disciples, also known as Doubting Thomas, he wrestled with pessimism, cynicism, skepticism, and doubt. And Jesus knew that. See, some of us are like that. We must see it to believe it, and Jesus knows that too. In Thomas' case, he wanted to see Jesus with his own eyes. Everyone else was happy that Jesus was alive, but all Thomas could do was grumble. He needed to see evidence for himself. He wanted to touch the nail wounds with his own hands. What will it take for some of us who doubt? Somebody say, "Help me, Lord Jesus." Stop doubting and believe. Jesus can help you conquer your disbelief. Finally, there is you and me. We all wrestle with our character flaws, weaknesses, failures, bitter memories, guilt, shame, domination, intimidation, and manipulation. We all have had episodes in our lives we wish we could go back and change. We all remember things we have said and done that may continue to haunt us. Just let it go. Let it go, saints. Give it to Jesus. Give it to him. Have you ever asked yourself, what evidence do we have that Jesus was resurrected? First, we have the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were written within 2 to 5 decades of the crucifixion. Second, there is the empty tomb. The religious leaders, recalling that Jesus had predicted his own resurrection, had guards placed at the tomb to prevent any tampering. Despite these precautions, the women who went to the tomb found the stone rolled away and the tomb was empty. All four Gospels clearly state this to be. There's an author by the name of Pat Williams that said, one of the most moving experiences he has ever had was a trip he took to Israel. He said he saw the places where Jesus walked and talked. He saw the places where Jesus died and rose again. He said he looked up from the Jerusalem bus terminal and saw the place of the skull, the hill called Calvary, as the gospel accounts described it. I know ministers that have visited these same places, and they told me it was an experience that they had never, ever known or felt before. Third, there was the rapid spread of the first century Christianity because the fact of the resurrection was so convincingly and validated by thousands of people who had seen and heard Jesus during his 3.5-year ministry, and hundreds who claimed to have seen him alive after the resurrection. Fourth, lives were transformed. Just look at the transformation of the disciples. After the crucifixion, they were disillusioned, depressed. They were hiding behind locked doors. They were even afraid of their own shadows. They were convinced that their cause was lost and their master was dead. But 3 days later, saints, those same disciples came roaring out of the hiding, preaching with joy and excitement that their master had risen from the dead. They believed what they saw and experienced, what was real, that Jesus was alive and that he was the Messiah. Finally, there was the evidence of courage under persecution. The Christian movement grew in those early years despite intense opposition, ridicule, persecution, and torture. So my question tonight is this: how can you conquer like Jesus? You can be like Mary Magdalene. You can be like Thomas Dionysius. Jesus wants us to meet the need of others and to do his work and spread the gospel. That's the gospel of the good news. The good news is about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you want to be like Jesus, then we must conquer like Jesus. The good news here tonight is that we can conquer like Jesus. We can even conquer death as he did. What do you mean by that, you ask? Well, we can conquer death by answering the same call Jesus gave Peter, and that is to follow me. Jesus told Peter to follow him and that he would make him fishers of men. Romans 1:9 says that, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in their heart that God had raised him from the dead, we're talking about Jesus, thou shalt be saved. We have an eternal life, and that's how we conquer death. Jesus said in John 10:27-29, that my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Saints, you are in the hands of God. You are there. And when you're in the hands of God, nothing can snatch you out of his hand. Saints, you can conquer with Jesus because all things are possible with him. Will you follow him? Will you give your life to Jesus and serve him? Will you follow him? Open up your heart and mind tonight. Just come to Jesus right now. He's waiting for you. I will come right now if you want to follow Jesus. I will come right now if you do not know him. I will come right now if you want a closer relationship with Jesus. I will come right now if you have a problem and you want Jesus to solve it. I will come right now if you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Just come. You know, it's not your goodness or your good works, but it's God's grace and mercy that has spared you to be here tonight. Just come. Just say, here I am, Lord, and Jesus will hear you. Just come to Jesus, and he will receive you. He's waiting for you. Yes, he is. He's waiting for you. Jesus loves you so much. God sent his only begotten Son to save us, and all we have to do is follow him. Just follow him. On our prayer list tonight, we have Kim Kelly's 5-year-old grandson. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, but it's spelled J-A-H-K-A-I. He's in the hospital at UVA, and ever since he was born, he's been having some problems. But we know that God can solve those problems, and we know that God is a healer. So we're praying for him. Not only are we praying for him and his family, but we're praying for Carol Rose. We're praying for Rocky Reed. We're praying for my Aunt Catherine Whitson. We're praying for Lady B's brother, Ronald Brown. We're praying for my cousin, Deacon Cooper Brown, and his wife, Deaconess Shirley Brown. We're praying for the family of Thelma Ayers who passed this week because of COVID. And I understand that her daughter has it and some other people that's in her family. And right now, those of you who are listening in tonight, please just call out the names of those that you are asking for right now before we go into prayer. You can just unmute your button so we all can hear who we all are praying for. Go ahead and just call out those names before I close out in prayer.
Peachy Woodson.
Alice Branch.
Virginia Payer.
Omar Mann.
Mother Ligon.
Gertrude Allen. Jean Allen.
Gertrude Allen.
Kyla and Makaya.
Darren Lee.
Virginia Pear. Dorothy Pear.
Karen Davis. Kimberly Davis.
Christopher Marley.
Boy, Elizabeth Lee.
Kenya Nesbitt Means and the Nesbitt family.
Judah Jackson.
Brother Bernard Johnson and Sister Linda Jefferson.
LaShawn Bolden.
And Michael Bolden. Peggy Carruth. Vincy Greer. Patsy Llewellyn.
Rodney Davenport.
Amen. All the names that were voiced out tonight, and all the unknown people and families that are sick, people that are in prison, nursing homes, and the homeless. We are praying for each and every one of you tonight. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
yes,
I ask that you release the fullness of your Holy Spirit to flood the places vacated by the darkness in our mind, body, and soul. Please fill us with your perfect love, joy, peace, trust, truth, power, charity, forgiveness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, wholeness, wellness, good health, self-control, a good self-image, discipline, yes, obedience, a sound mind, prosperity, yes, order, and acceptance of ourselves and others. Free us, O God, from all fear, guilt, shame, addiction, and fill us to overflow with the light and life of you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you will awake our sleeping spirits and bring us into the light. Thank you, Lord, that you will transform us by renewing our minds daily in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you will pour out your spirit on us and renew your word to us. Because we have Jesus and put our trust in him, we know that you have control over everything and that our problems and the problems of those we are praying for tonight can be conquered. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, for hearing our prayer and for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. We believe that prayer. Go ahead and give God the praise. Amen. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for the answer. We believe you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. We will bless you, God. We bless your name, and we thank you for the answer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, God.
We lift your name. We lift you, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for the answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We accept our healing, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. By your stripes we are healed. Glory to your name, God. We thank you, God. You are good, God. You're good to us all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. God, we praise you. We praise your name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, praise God. We certainly want to thank Reverend Dr. Jesse Woodson Johnson for the word of God tonight, talking about you are a conqueror. And the scripture
Lord
tells us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. That means you and I, we can make it. No matter what we're going through, we can make it because we're on the winning side. In Christ, we can do all things. She began to say that all things are possible to those who believe. And we're on this line tonight. We believe the word of God. And when you know that you're more than a conqueror, that means no matter whatever you have to go through and you and I may have to be confronted with, we know that Christ with us, Christ in us, is the hope of glory, and that he never leaves us. He never, ever forsakes us. So I praise God. I praise God. Thank you, Reverend Jesse, for that wonderful word. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. And I just want to thank everybody again tonight for being on the Dream Team prayer line. We believe God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we thank you for being on the line tonight. May you continue to be encouraged. May you continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. All of your help is coming from the Lord. So until the next Wednesday night, we ask that you continue to be blessed. Continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do something nice for someone. If it's no more than a kind word, maybe a smile, do something kind for someone. And when you do something kind for somebody else, you're just lifting up the name of Jesus. People see Christ in you. All right, well, God bless you. Until next week, we may you be blessed and continue to give God the praise. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Thank you.